Have you done strikes like this before, or is now a sort of tipping point for you personally?
Today is a tipping point. We, on three other occasions, were close, and we assisted management and the government on those days to ensure services continued. Unfortunately, 2 years of negotiation and we've got nowhere is not acceptable.
It's hard to come to work at the moment.
It's hard to come to work when you're tired, when you're worn down, if you're doing 12-hour shifts day in, day out, and you are running short, you're doing extra work, and we're trying to do the right thing by our inmates. We want to make sure that they can get the coverage, the health services, the support they need so that they can go back into the community and the community is safer because of it.
Do you have passion and love for your job?
I think everybody here does the job. We enjoy being with our fellow workers. We have a great bunch of people working here. There is no doubt about that. It is a hard job, but we're here to support each other, and that's why we do the overtime that we have to do, so that we can make sure that it is safe and secure to get our inmates out.
The public, the public wouldn't have too much sympathy, or the public might not have too much sympathy for prisoners, and I wonder whether maybe they misplace some of that with the people that are working here. If you had a message to people watching this as to why you guys deserve a bit better, what would it be?
We do a job that's required in community. The inmates are sent here because of the courts, and our job is to look after them. Our job is to try and make them better so that when they are released on parole or at the time their sentence is served, they are better in the community and the community is safer. That is our job. And that's what we must do. But to do that, we need to be respected, we need to be valued, and not the lowest paid for what we do.
Do you think the inmates respect you for taking this action?
I believe the inmates understand that we're trying to make the environment safer and better for them so that we can provide the services that they require, so we can provide the full staffing so that they can get out and attend those services that they require.
How long have you worked in this sector for? How long have you been in corrections for?
I've been in corrections for about 8 years.
Would you consider going to the mainland if this pay deal doesn't work out?
I think a lot of our officers are looking at other areas within the government. With their qualifications, they can be paid a lot more working in a safer environment within government, and that is happening. Our officers are definitely looking at other opportunities.
What are the staffing levels like here at the moment?
Our staffing levels are low. The government quite often talks about the 120 staff that they've put on during their term so far. And again, they refuse to mention that 125 plus experienced staff have left during that same time. So our numbers have actually gone backwards.
Would you like the Minister or the Premier to come down here for a day and maybe join you guys at work?
We've always made that offer, and I'm quite happy to make them a cup of tea if they do. Maybe Ben might want to.
Yep, Ben Duffin, CPSU delegate and acting operational supervisor today.
Great. So would you like to run us through how you're making sure that all of the prisoners are kept safe today?
Yep, as operational supervisor, all staff at facilities are feeding the inmates, making sure medication is issued, and any external escorts are facilitated which are related to medical.
The fact that, you know, possibly there could be some grief towards the director of prisons around prisons not showing up at court today, is that something that's playing on your mind?
I actually think today is a tipping point for the unions and for the members. So I think any action which brings light to the community about how serious we actually are in relation to this issue is will be greatly appreciated by union members.
How long have you been in the sector for?
I've been in this sector now, this is my 18th year. I've done interstate and also here.
Okay, so how do Tasmanian conditions compare to interstate?
Tasmanian conditions for inmates and staff would have to be quite low. Our pay is not the best down here in Tasmania. The conditions for inmates is poor. There's no rehabilitative services, lack of work for inmates, so the inmates get bored here quite easily. The facilities are second-grade facilities. We just hope that the government listens to our actions today and invests more money, not just in staff pay, but also the facilities, which will benefit the inmates and the community in the long run.
Yeah, I might get you to elaborate on that a little bit. What impact do bad facilities or bad conditions have on the long-term rehabilitation of prisoners and people coming out of here and going back into the community?
Yep, the lack of staff actually restricts the amount of out-of-cell hours for the inmates, meaning they've got less access to education opportunities, seeing therapeutic staff, and also just being out of their cells, general interactions with staff, which makes for safer... makes for safer environment inside the prison.
So I guess the question I'm asking, though, is are people not being rehabilitated to the levels at which they could be because of this dispute at the moment?
I think due to the lack of staffing in the facilities and across the whole state, yes, it would be having a great impact on the inmates.
And the rehabilitative outcomes of people that come through the prison, I guess that's what you're getting at, isn't it? Whether you think that there'd be more prisoners coming out fully rehabilitated if you had adequate staffing levels.
If we had adequate staffing levels, yes, they'd be able to use the facilities. But in saying that, we have lack of facilities here at Risdon. We don't have the appropriate education buildings and so forth.
If the Premier was here now, or the Minister was here now, what would you say?
I would say that he would actually have to come out here and see the conditions that staff are working under, seeing how the inmates have lack of rehabilitative facilities, and seeing that there's no employment for these inmates. The inmates get bored, and when they become bored, one, they lash out at staff, and two, get up to mischief.
Right.
There's one other thing I'd like.
Oh, yeah, sure.
One other thing I'd like to say. Also, today we've had various levels of management carrying out duties that we would normally carry out as correctional staff. Some of them have not been trained in correctional practices in Tasmania. So we are actually concerned that we've got people unlocking doors to inmates, which actually puts inmate safety at risk and also other staff.
So could you explain that a little bit again? Because I'm a bit confused by that.
All staff that enter Tasmanian Correctional Services has to go through a 10 to 12 week course, and some levels of management, without going into detail, do not have them qualifications.
Hmm. And so those people are stepping into the roles that you would usually have on this day. And that's making you concerned about prisoner welfare and also about their welfare. I guess they're not equipped to deal with the challenges they may face.
Yes.
Okay.
What impact, I did ask this earlier, but what impact will this have on the court sittings today?
The court sittings today, I believe that various video links have been cancelled, but they are facilitating some video links which are of priority, and management are facilitating those, but no union members are.
What will that have sort of, I guess, a trickle-down effect on other court dates, other court sittings, trials further down? Courts are a little bit like airports in a way. I guess once you delay something, it has a domino effect.
Yeah, we understand that. We understand it will put pressure on the court system. But as always, we want to make sure and make a point of today that we are serious about these actions. And if they don't come to the table with a suitable offer, these actions may continue.
At this point, how long are you willing to go on strike for in one solid block?
Once again, we're waiting for a 48-hour period, I think 4:30 tomorrow, waiting for a response from management. If we get a response and it's a suitable response, the action may cease, but if it's not suitable, we'll have to go to a vote and see what action goes from there.